While every head is bowed, we say, dear God, in the wondrous name of your Son Jesus, thank you so much that it is well. And it is, because it's in you. Lord, whatever it may be today that's battling, fighting, trying to get in the way, it is well. It's the name of Jesus, it is well. Thank you that we have that name written upon our hearts. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And it's in that today, Lord, I in confidence say, take this meeting, Lord. Have it be only to your glory. Let it magnify only your Son. Lord, your wondrous Holy Spirit that you have sent, the Comforter, the Teacher. God, open every life this morning. We thank you for your faithfulness. It's yours and yours alone. It's only by grace that we're here. And God, we just say thank you, thank you, thank you. And Lord, if we would open our eyes this morning and see your wondrous face, oh, to be there this morning. Thank you, dear God. Lord, prepare our hearts. Let us be the wife that is ready. We give you the glory in everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, yes. Oh, to be a people of praise. What a privilege. To be a people of worship. Oh, what a God. Well, here we go. And I trust that we're trusting God this morning. But in that, I'll start off with, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Amen. I heard one. There we go. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Let us go forth unto him without the camp. Division, separation, and God can use that so to his glory, can't he? It's wonderful what God is doing. But today, brothers and sisters, I'm led to preach upon one thing that God in no way wants divided or separated, and that's his people. He does not want his people divided or separated. He wants us united in his spirit by the grace of God, and especially those that are of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus' message. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Brother Paul says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Perfectly joined, compacted, fervent love one toward another. Now, brothers and sisters, I have to tell you, this has been on my heart for so many years. And maybe God is just bringing it forth this day. I don't know. But there's one thing I know for certain, that truly the way and the road to God's best is going to be a people that is united, that is enjoined, that is compacted together in his love and in his spirit. There's no other way. God tells us that. It is his word. I was thinking about how Brother Paul so sweetly wrote those epistles and how he wrote those letters to each one of the churches. And as he would begin, he would say, to the church of God at Corinth, the church, singular. To the church at Thessalonica, singular. Church. One time, and only one time, does he say churches. And that's to the church that is at Galatia. And anybody who knows the Word of God and knows what is said in that book of Galatians knows what a mess they made with the grace of God. Brother Paul even told them, who hath bewitched you? The word even goes on to say in there that if we sow corruption, if we sow to the flesh, we're going to reap corruption. There's no coincidence, brothers and sisters. I believe there's no coincidence at all that that letter Paul addresses to the churches at Galatia. Let's stay on this. Now, I want to make sure that we don't get any grand illusions here, that I'm trying to say that we're all going to sit around a campfire, we're going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya or something like that. Now, I mean that, and I don't say that half-heartedly. This is the real deal. This is a people of God that are willing and enjoined to stand and withstand, and having done all, as the Word of God says, stand. Hallelujah. But I'm burdened today, brothers and sisters. I am greatly burdened for the church. I believe that we're in a time so greatly of people wanting things their own way. We're not willing to wait patiently upon God. We're not studying to be quiet. We're not continuing fervent in prayer, but instead we are pursuing our own fleshly desires. And what I'm talking about are fleshly desires that we try to disguise as something that is a spiritual conviction. Maybe we tell our other brothers and sisters in Christ, "Oh, the Lord is moving me this way." Well, let me tell you something. What is your spiritual conviction doing to the house of God? This is serious stuff, brothers and sisters. This really is. The Lord has really had to get me to a point to give this. But I want us to understand that at the very moment that we are dividing brothers and sisters in Christ, there is no way we are remotely even near the will of God. You haven't even remotely come into the house of God. You haven't even remotely even come before the throne with that kind of an action. But I've heard it, and I know many of you had too. "Well, brother, I saw GP in the sky." We've heard that in times past, haven't we? For those who don't know who that, what that is somebody thinking that they saw "go preach." How about hearing, "Well, there's groups of people, or there might be a certain one or two or whatever it is that might not feel comfortable coming to worship here at Living Waters Tabernacle." I hope that wouldn't be the case. But you know what I hear? "Well, but brother, these are the circumstances, and you know, God has called me and people are getting saved. And there's even some people that are getting filled with the Holy Spirit." And to that I say, absolutely praise be to God for His faithfulness. But there is a simple question I ask. Is the full counsel of God going forth? I want you to think about this, brothers and sisters. I'm not trying to be harsh. I want to speak truth and love, but I have to speak how God is leading this life. I'm speaking the Word of God today. And we cannot be a people divided. The Lord said there must be heresies among us. I understand that. There will be divisions, but that's not what we're to seek. God gave us such unity, brothers and sisters, and I see that God is implanting that in hearts, that we're united in Him, that the love of God being shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit causes us to have compassion one for another. We might not know each other very well personally, but in Christ, I am so close with you and you are so close with me, and we know it and I rejoice in it. And I come here comfortably today, no matter what the enemy wants to do with my life. And I say, I've got a brother and I've got a sister and I've got a multitude of them out here today that love me. Because you love me with the love of God. And that's the only love that there is. And that is the unity that the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of love will bring into hearts, brothers and sisters, that are truly pursuing after the very will of God. But is the question answered? Is the full counsel of God being preached? Are we, as Paul, we are called to follow Him as He followed Christ. And what was His message to them? He withheld nothing. He didn't baby them along. "I withheld nothing from you." Is that what is being preached? And most of all, brothers and sisters, what is the state of the sheep? After all of these years, what is the state of the sheep? Think about it. I'll just let it sit in there for a while. This is the truth. There be no divisions among you. God, wake us up to what we have. God, let us know that this is His ministry. God, let us know that this is His work. God, let us know that this is His church. That this is all about His Son. That this is all about a message, the message, the mystery hidden, praise God, that we can be as man and wife with His Son.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
There's a pleading going on. I think if it's not God and His love drawing someone, do you believe that our compromise or our spin on the truth is going to help them at all? Huh? It's not. It's God that must give the increase. It's His Son that must be magnified. And if I'm coming at you thinking that I can spin something here, or that I've got some great gift in me, the only thing I'm going to do is harm you and harm myself. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I was not sent to baptize, but to preach the gospel. And to whom much is given, much is required. Absolutely. There is so much required of us, brothers and sisters, because of the gift that was given to you upon that cross, His Son. But then the revelation, oh, praise the Lord, that the joy that was set before Him upon that cross was you. Oh, God, we're going to have a family. And God said to His Son that day, yes, Son, and you're going to have a wife.
Hallelujah.
And you understand that. You have grasped that by the grace of God. You're under a message that is of that caliber of what God wants you to have. Not of anything that you've done. Absolutely not. Completely in His work. But see, God has put us in trust to this, brothers and sisters. Just as He did Paul. It makes me so excited. That hidden mystery that Paul was given. That the Gentiles now can be fellow heirs, joint heirs, as man and wife with Jesus Christ. I was rejoicing with a brother that wrote so long ago as he was talking about the word salvation means deliverance. And how Paul said, if by any means I might attain unto the out resurrection. You talk about being saved. That's why I don't get worried about this old world. I really don't. I've got a confidence in Him. And you know what? In His faithfulness. And by the grace of God, if I'll just love His appearing, He's going to save me right out of this place, brother. And it's going to be amazing. Going to be awesome. Oh, when they cry peace and safety and they're just about ready. It's all busted loose. There's no hope for it. But they're looking for a man. The problem is they're not looking for my Jesus. They're looking for someone that's going to have a plan. That's going to be exciting. That's going to have a silver tongue. And oh, there's going to be a false prophet that's going to just support that old devil. And that's what he is. He's going to say peace and safety. And then sudden destruction. Don't look to this old world. Some people say, oh man, and I'm talking about Christians. Oh, are you one of those doomsdayers? And I say, oh, absolutely not. I'm looking for the day of the Lord when I'm going to enter into glory with Him. And I want to enjoy it to the fullest. By the grace of God, I don't want to just be a guest at the wedding. Nope. Nope, 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 nope. I want to be the bride herself.
Hallelujah.
I've been a groom before. It was a wonderful thing. But I know my wife was having a better time. It was her day. Oh, and what I benefited from that day. and what he's going to benefit from that day.
Yes.
Let him talk to you. Let him bring that grace in your life this morning. Let him whisper all of it in your ear. Can you hear him say, I want you? I want you. I want you. I want you. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. But see, how could we omit bits and pieces of that message, brothers and sisters? God forbid. But once we start dividing the body, that's exactly what happens. What is the state of the sheep? When we think that we have to omit things in order to satisfy someone, try to appease, oh, I don't want to offend. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. And it won't be very long until you're going to leave the place where he's been so sweetly singing to you. Win me. Win me. It's perspective, brothers and sisters. The vantage point. All of these things that God has been bringing to our lives. I don't know about you, but I want the vantage point of hearing a trumpet. And I'm not going to hear it sleeping, being drunken, going with my fleshly desires, thinking, God, I've got so much talent. Let me go out here and I'm going to show you how you're going to use it. Instead of just being still. Right? Just showing up. And say, God, you told me it was your work. And here I've been trying to jam that square peg in a round hole. You've done it. You just sit down there and say, Lord, help me from myself. Say, God, this is so easy. It is all your grace. And Lord, what a benefit if I really can. I'm telling you the truth, brothers and sisters. I appreciate that God has made me a pastor. I do. I want to take the place that God wants for me. But I'm telling you, honestly, there's a longing sometimes in my heart. God, if I could just be sitting in the pew. It was so nice to feed that way. But is it Him that's going to be glorified? If that's something that I desire and that God doesn't have for me, God forbid. I'm to a point, brothers and sisters, that the bullet has hit the bone. It really has. I'm at the wall. I can't turn any other way. He's got me completely surrounded. And I'm ready to say, Thy will be done. How about you? And I'm telling you, it's exciting. See, I'm coming up here anymore, and I'm telling you, Lord, I don't know what you got today. You've been whispering some stuff in my ear. But you know what, man? This is a roller coaster. You talk about a rocket ride. And it's exciting, sister. And when I let go and just let God as we really know, it's so wonderful. Lord, I couldn't steer this thing anyways. I just want to enjoy it. Oh, sometimes he's got that my stomach up in my throat. Sometimes I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. But boy, as we go through that first ride, and as it jerks you back, it's like, whew, let's do it again. As I told you many times, I can't keep my mama off that thing. I heard some of them going to Elitch's today, and if I told her, she'd be saying, well, why didn't I get invited? There she is, almost 80, and she'll be ready to go on the mind bender before you. But see, only God can do that. But brothers and sisters, I want to be singing, Lord, I want to win you. But brothers and sisters, when we're pursuing things that satisfy our belly, you're always going to wind up with a mess of pottage. It's a fact. God forbid I end this life with the words, "I wish I had." God forbid I end this life thinking, "Oh Lord, what could have been?" Lord, help me stave off those thoughts. God, help me to stave off my selfish desires. Help me to realize that this life truly is, and I hope you understand this, it's not about you. It's about Christ in me. Isn't that exciting? It's about Him in your life. It's about what He's doing in your life. Praise God. And brothers and sisters, if we can awaken to that, there's some exciting stuff the Word of God tells us. We can move out of good, right past acceptable, and then we can try, and I mean even just be dwelling in the perfect will of God. Isn't that amazing? Oh, that's God's call for us, brothers and sisters. That is God's call. And today, God's very best is in the balance. His complete and perfect and all the will of God is in the offering. And as the Lord had me rejoicing about that, all I kept hearing was knee-deep clover. Doesn't that just thrill your heart? Those who haven't been here for long, we had a dear old farmer who used to preach to us over and over again. And he'd say how he finally left that lean field and he jumped the fence and he got into knee-deep clover. And it just thrills my heart. And by the grace of God, he was used to show us that way, to bring us in a pasture of knee-deep clover. And God provides it today. God performs it in our life today. So why would we choose leanness? Why would we want to go that way? Is it really worth it for you to be magnified or something to be satisfied in our flesh that was apart from the perfect will of God? There's so much Christian good. And brothers and sisters, to that I want you to know I'm so grateful to God. I'm thankful what He does in any life. But He's put a calling upon us. There's a communion that God has with us at this time. I've said it so simply as He encouraged my heart. He said, "Son, I've got a table set for two. Are you willing to join me in this? Are you willing to sup with me and dine in this fashion that you would know me as my bride? I want to be a fat, fully purposed sheep. I don't want leanness in my life. Oh no. I want to be fit to wear a crown of righteousness." Paul knew something, didn't he? Oh yeah. See, I'm starting to glory as that brother did. I'm getting a vision of the man I hope to be. As he sat there caught up in the Spirit, praise God. And he said, "Oh, I glory in that man." See, without a vision, the people perish. And that vision will perish if you go the way of fleshly desires apart from the will of God. It can happen in so many ways, but today, brothers and sisters, let there be no divisions among you. Oh my, what we have been given. What we have been given. You have an invitation today into the very midst of the throne. Oh, how God has quickened my heart going back over the Scriptures for the study in Thessalonians. All of those wonderful places throughout His kingdom. All of those wonderful places that people can gaze upon Him and look upon His glory. And yet He said, "Are you the company that's going to be my glory?" That they stand and look upon her in awe. In the very midst of the throne. My goodness, it is wonderful to be at a wedding. Absolutely. We get excited, especially when God's in it. But how much more does that bride rejoice? It's her day. It's His day. It's the Father's day. Praise God. He is rejoicing in that. I am searching for the true worshiper at this time, who will worship in spirit and in truth. Not in numbers and in how exciting a group of people I can get up here to make you maybe happy for a moment. I would never want to rob you like that. How about having joy of a lifetime? How about having a joy unspeakable and full of glory? How about when you go home and you open your cupboard and it may be bare and you can say, thanks be to God, I'm full. And you can look at your life and you can say, yeah, Lord, I did miss many an opportunity. I did fail so miserably at maybe so many things. But today is the day that the Lord has made. And I know that You're for me. And I know it is this day that You have told me, forgetting those things which are behind. And Lord, I've got a vision over here. And I'm panting after You. I'm pressing toward that mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's yours. That's mine. And it's today. And that's the faithfulness of God. And it is not about what I can build in my life. I can build a whole lot of wood, hay, and stubble. But I'm going to tell you something. It is going to burn. I want the gold and the silver and the precious stone. You know, I was reading. They could take all the gold that's ever been found in this world, and it kind of surprised me. It's about a cube 30 yards square. That's it. I'd think, oh man, there was so much of it. But see, that's how God multiplies Himself. But it's rare. You don't realize what a pearl God is making. Sold all that He had, didn't He? Searching. Oh, what a day of grace we're in, brothers and sisters. And in closing, and I have to say this, and I hope it doesn't offend a one, but I had a brother so sweetly encourage my heart. He said, do you know, son, that you have been dealt the royal flush of the eternities to come. For those who don't know about a royal flush, there's nothing that can beat it. He said, you got it, honey. You've got it. Don't lay one card down. You don't need anything else. Don't take up anything else. It's just right there. Hold that fast which thou hast. No man, take that crown. And it's mine. Someday, praise God, I know there's going to be ones, brother, that are going to cast them. But this is one He's going to set on my head. And that queen never takes her crown off. Oh no. She holds it so dear. Jesus is holding you so dear. It's so wonderful. It's so awesome. Exceeding abundantly above all that I could ask or think, blessing God. And He tells us, may we live endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And in that I say, Lord, help us. May we be a people fervently in love, one with another, and fervently, oh so fervently, with the word of His grace. Amen. 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 Let's bow our heads. Re-
Being one, and my father and I are one.
Oh, while every head is bowed, God, thank you for your wondrous, sufficient witness. Thank you for your wonderful gift to the church. I just thank you for your Son. God, how good He makes life for us. God, help us to enter in now to that abundant life with your Son. Don't let us waste one moment this day. This is your day, praise God, of grace in us, Lord, building us up, building an inheritance among them also that are sanctified. Oh, Lord, help us to heed the calling coming to you, oh yes, without the camp, but completely, divinely united in your Spirit. And in that we say, thanks be to God, in the wondrous name of Jesus. Amen.